You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What's up, Smicky Knox? This is Blunted After Dark. I have two beautiful people with me to engage in a little ranting, not from them, of course, always from me. They're beautiful souls. I would like for them to introduce themselves. You're on mic three.
Mic three. Hey, you don't know just yet, but when I do come out, one quick. This is Rails, Real Rails, Real Rails, always supporting the real shit, saying the real shit. If I can say the real shit, I'm going to spit that shit. And on the left of me is a beautiful chick, looks just like me and shit.
Hey, I'm pretty sure you're older, so you look like me.
That's
true. Oh. It's seniority. I give her that.
Yeah.
Let's cut.
Thank you. I love that bell.
Come on through, baby.
What's your name? Right,
because Marquita in the house, coming from Cleveland by way of everywhere, all over the world.
that part.
military.
I love Cleveland.
Yes, so far we're loving it. Been there for about 3 months now. So made a quick drive to hang out in Detroit for the weekend.
Had fun.
Great time. You can never go wrong when you're around family. So,
boom.
Hey, I appreciate that. Right. She called me. No, she didn't call me. She hit me up on the Snapchat, like, called me. No. Right now. So I was getting ready. Look, honestly, I was about to text her or do a video or even do an audio. But I was like, nah, let me call her.
Because it was late. It was like mad late after like 11 o'clock. So usually you get those kind of texts that is kind of an emergency.
Right.
So I had to later clarify it's not an emergency. Just hit me up because we're definitely sliding through so.
That part.
That's what's up.
That part.
And I forgot to say at the top of the episode, the name of this episode is called Don't You Wait.
Ooh, I like it.
Don't You Wait.
Wait for what?
Anything.
Stop waiting.
For what?
For anything.
Don't wait until you get old to do anything with your life. You can do it when you're older if you get that push and that drive to do something. I'm just saying don't wait, period.
I hear you.
At all, on anything. If you get a light bulb that goes off in your head, follow your first mind.
That part.
That's it. And we'll be talking. I'm going to lightly touch on some stuff that's been going on. Been popping in music, stuff like that. But before we go into that, because we have an hour. Mm. So, do you guys have anything you want to talk about?
Well, I didn't mention where I'm from.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Detroit.
You're a Detroit
bound.
Transplant now.
Oh, Lord.
She's an Arizonian.
I'm Detroit bound, 7 mile, butter mile, all day, baby.
She was born in Detroit and then went to Arizona.
Am I going to say this shit?
I'm
going to
tell you this. You're right about that.
So check this out. So anywho, I'm here. I've been here. I've been in Arizona. First of all, like I said, born and raised Detroit. 7 mile, better mile bound. But I've been here for about a month now. A little over a month. 33 days to be exact.
33.
That's a powerful number.
It is. Number of power.
Number of power. 33. I'm three. By the way.
On the mic.
But I've been in Arizona for 4 years now. I am now going fully towards my dreams. Every single endeavor that I want, I'm going for it. And I also am a Virgo, like my big sis here
Mickey
over here
Knox.
Like that. Yeah, Mickey Knox, Virgo, real reals in the building.
I'm an August Virgo, though.
September 14th, baby.
September Virgos are very conceited.
I don't want to say all of that. I just know what I know.
And you just said it.
I mean, Virgos, period. We think we're always right. Usually we are, though.
We are, but you... Okay,
we're Earth September
signs.
Virgo.
We're Earth signs.
You know, yeah, we're Earth signs. So, you know, you let the water signs flow through us.
oh my gosh, my bitch that I'm.
Wow.
She's an Aquarius.
Why she gotta be a bitch?
See, that's she accept that shit.
Virgo.
See, no, it's not even. No, because she accept that shit. Being real. Being real. Why do I want to be sugarcoat shit? It's a word.
And No. It wasn't that deep. See, there you go. Virgo.
Overthinking. Overthinking. But it goes in the same. Look. Listen here. Back.
It wasn't that serious. We was teasing you. You just went off that
got
deep,
in her
deep in. You're in your feelings. Wow. Get out. That's the bill. Get out. All right, go.
She's done. She's done.
But definitely, I'm a feeler.
I know.
Being honest. Yeah, can I be real?
We have all
keep
the
it
feels.
Real.
All the feels.
Keep it real. That's real reals. I'm a filler. So
true.
I'm raising a September Virgo, so I completely understand.
We have all the
except my me oldest or is me. A September Virgo.
Accept me or delete me.
So he's very emotional. He is all in tune with his feelings, and he is always right and always has to have the last word because he knows everything.
Listen,
so I understand.
I knew how to read by two. By five, I was telling my mother why she needed to walk in the zoo and I needed to sit in the carriage.
Seriously.
So
I can help you.
I can help sometimes. Because Virgos, they take it in. We take it in, believe it or not. We do.
Yes.
We process it.
Oh, yes.
And then we just take what we want, and then we throw the other stuff away.
Right. Mm-hmm. But we know. But you guys know everything. I remember arguing with my son one morning because he was in kindergarten, but his little girlfriend that he, you know, acquired while he was in PK4 into kindergarten.
I like it.
She has an older brother, and her older brother was in the fifth grade, and he came home one day. And was like, Mom, Kai's brother is 100 years old. And I was like, no, he's not. And he was like, yes, I argued with this boy for 30 minutes about a fifth grader being 100 years old. Shame on me because I should have cut the shit off earlier. But he was so adamant about it. He did. And that's the thing.
Can we get a high five?
They probably missed hands.
We did. At first.
But that is true. He had very good points, which is why I don't mind debating with him because I feel like it stimulates his mind and it makes him think.
It does.
It's not so much, me being back down to my child or letting them, you know, debate with me, but I feel like it's stimulating him. So 30 minutes that this 5-year-old was 100 years old. But he, like you said, he made valid points. So hence the debate. Points. But yeah.
Because like, listen, you're saying what you're saying and I'm like, okay.
Okay, yeah. Like, oh, I hear
I want to.
I want to
it's
agree.
All knowledge at the same time.
Right.
I want to agree. But I've seen this person.
They told me.
I hear
me.
You. I hear you, but I see what I see.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And I even challenged him with questions just to see. Like, I'm like, but Clarence, like, mommy's, you know, in her 30s. And I'm not.
He said.
He's in the fifth grade. And he said, but mom.
But, look.
He is 100 because he has a 1 in zeros, and that's his number. And Kai said, at the end of all of the conversation, it was da-da-da, whatever his argument was. And then Kai said, well, you better stop listening to this little girl because she wrong just like you are.
It's the females with Virgos. These females, listen, you know this. Okay, who is this? Right, Pretty Party Next Door.
Yeah.
He said, why you letting them think for you when you're a grown-ass woman? Baby, you're a grown-ass. Why you letting them think for you?
All right. Yep. Gotcha.
What you got? What you received?
I received the message.
What's the message?
When you are a beautiful grown woman, you have your own mind. Uh-huh. You should be able to have your own opinion. Don't let anyone influence you. Why are you letting people think for you?
That part.
Form your own opinion. That's the whole point.
And be confident in it. Don't just have it and be like embarrassed about it. If it's your opinion and you feel it, then own it.
What did I tell you? Secrets make you sick.
They do. They drive you crazy.
Thoughts that are not realized also make you sick. Once again, don't you wait.
Bring it back there. See how that circled back around?
I love it.
Ding, ding, ding.
See that? All right. So one thing I wanted to talk about, because it actually deals kind of in this, is Lupe Fiasco's album, Drogas Wave. Now, if you're not a Lupe Fiasco fan, you're going to tune out. You're going to think of Kick Push or her Superstar or some shit. But listen, really, at first, I'm not going to lie. I was like, blowed. I listened to this album. I was like, this is the greatest album ever. Then I got sober and I was like, I listened to 25 songs last night.
Damn.
What was I bored for? What was I not doing? Like, I felt like I should have been doing something.
These artists are
driving, making money, doing something. I'm like, how did I have the time?
What were you doing? Can we figure out what were you doing?
Were you like sitting? Were you cleaning?
No. I guess I had too many blunts.
Blunted after dark.
And yeah, I got stuck in a chair.
Stuck.
No, it was a bit stuck as in once I got past.
Chew.
Okay.
Chew mode.
Okay. So I have to explain this. So, okay. The whole basis behind the album is like a retelling of slavery. It's actually inspired by J.M.W. Turner. He was a British artist that actually helped start the British anti-slavery movement. And because he made a portrait, and the first song on the album is the actual poem, word for word. It's called In the Event of a Typhoon. And it reads, aloft all hands, strike top the mast and belay, yawn angry sun and fierce-edged clouds, declare the typhoon is coming before it sweeps your decks, throw overboard the dead and dying, neared heed their chains. Hope, hope, felicious hope, where is thy market now?
Wow.
And
wow. So did you hear that? Where is thou market?
What is thy? Where is thy?
Where is market thou now? Market now? Thy market?
Thy market now.
Not thou.
Yes. So the poem is actually an accompaniment to a painting he created that shows an approaching typhoon. But as you look closer into the picture, you can actually see that the people, you can see the ship in the distance and the clouds and everything is red. The sea is not red, though, even though there are black bodies in it. So he was good. He was about romanticized works and just evoking ideas based on his beliefs that everybody has a right to survive and live their lives.
Yes.
Like, he felt like it was wrong to enslave another man that is just another human being, another man. And in his painting, he meant to evoke that what if these slaves, they dumped the slaves. It was actually, he actually created the painting after he read something called The History and the Abolition of the Slave Trade by Thomas Clarkson. And it moved him to make this painting. And it's actually a beautiful painting if you can, like, go on Wikipedia and check it out. But his whole thing he was trying to get across was, what if these people didn't die? What if were souls that stayed inside of the water and shifted the water?
Oh, wow.
And then became one with the sea. And during the worst times, they saved who needed to be saved.
Oh, Lord.
And they took down the people who needed to be taken down.
Wow. That's powerful.
So, Lupe Fiasco album. Is he a Virgo? I want to know too. I haven't Googled it yet.
I feel like he's either a Virgo or Sagittarius.
True. We are both deep thinkers. We will drown in our thoughts.
Sag in the house.
Sag, I said that.
Exactly. Hey,
real shit, though. I know. Listen, I really do. Because.
So Lupe just goes into this. And first of all, the album art is a manila. If you don't know what a manila is.
Say that shit.
A manila were bracelets made of copper, gold, any type of metal, brass, that they took over to Africa to actually trade for bodies for the slavers in Africa. They offered them these temporary bracelets. So it's a direct correlation to now and how we value Rolexes and diamonds.
Oh my God.
And things
did
of that nature.
Did you hear what I just whispered to you?
So
can I just say something real quick?
Go ahead.
I have this shackle-like jewelry, but it's cheap. No, I'm not saying that I'm a cheap motherfucker, but I know that I'm not going to spend $500 on some jeans. Unless I can afford shit, I'm not about
to. I spent $150, but they lasted for like 10 years.
Exactly, that's the point.
I've had shoes since I was 8th grade. It all depends on how you.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
Yeah, my feet.
It all depends on. Listen, you keep that up part. Shit.
Me too.
What happened to your feet?
Look, ding ding ding. I have kids. Now. That's what happened to mine.
I have a kid. Kids' feet seven.
No, because I was pregnant with 3 kids. My foot grew, and now my 8 and a halfs don't fit. I have to start wearing 9s after I had kids.
That's different. And I don't have kids.
See, my feet went super flat, and I wore a 10. I'm in a 12
you have
now.
To have special shit.
I'm not wearing special shit, though. I'm wearing
Prestos.
I am saying you guys are special because I've been 28. I've been
the
same
shoe size.
In the same shoe size. Shoe size. Hey, but listen, I was getting ready to say, though, real quick, about this shackling.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were so against my jewelry. That Kida you just wore.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. Because, I saw it.
And that's the first love that I've got for that jewelry. Because everyone else has been, well, not everyone else. They are everyone else. My parents is everyone else.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly, because they're a take on how society be looking at you. Exactly. Like the older segment.
And if you look at me crazy, EP hit me with a whole look that made me feel some type of way. But not you, baby, not you.
Oh,
my parents. We still talking about parents.
You're going to your parents, yeah.
So you hit me with a whole look. You're judging, but who I played it for, it wasn't for you. Who I played it for appreciated it. And, you know, you got to not be waiting for people to appreciate your shit. You just got to know that you're the shit.
Mm-hmm. Hey, back to the topic. Waiting for what?
No, I was letting go.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, don't you wait. Yeah.
But I appreciated that piece of jewelry. When I first saw it, it was such a big statement to me. And I'm now in a point in my life where if you don't like it, then, as my husband would say, STBU sucks to be you.
Right.
So I loved it. And it was a statement piece. I mean, and that's what
we have to
I'm
get
doing
through.
Right now. So
because
I think,
this is our history.
We have to get
right.
through. We
have to stop pushing it to the
all
back
of
corner.
Our histories, not just now. Let's make this clear: not just Black people, not just White people. Everyone right. at some every race,
because
people
it all
don't
turns
say
down to color.
Every but every race at some point in time in history has been oppressed.
Yes,
it was just how that.
You know what? Take that back. What I just said last all comes down to color because the Jews. I'm looking at you right now. The Jews are not. Yeah.
The Jews are not what?
Colored.
Okay.
I said come back into. I said because the color. But you just stated that. What you just stated that it's been every race. So I had to renege on my statement. That's what I'm saying to you.
Every race has been enslaved.
Because the Jews has been the most, like, as a child. touching. Like the Holocaust, yeah. We had that here. The Holocaust Museum.
Yeah.
Hold up. If you in Detroit.
And you've never been to the Holocaust Museum?
Listen, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
Not only that. Okay, so back to this album.
Oh, so, by the way, real quick, sorry. I just Googled. He is an Aquarius, February 16th. Oh! So how perfect is that?
Correct, Virgo.
Thank you.
Wow. We got it that time.
Oh, no, no, no. Hey.
We got it that time. Sag. Okay, but seriously.
Back to the album.
So, after that, it's a totally Latin spoken song. A lot of people don't understand why. The reason why is because the person who actually created the notion for slavery was a Spanish man. The name, I can't remember his name. Sorry, I have a bad memory.
Can you say that again for people that didn't hear? I know you can rewind this shit, but.
Okay. Right. Calm it down,
buddy. I want to hear it again. That's all that I'm saying.
Okay. Part of the Spanish Inquisition. Editor, if you know, you can chime in. Yeah. You're beautiful. You can chime in at any time, too. But I forgot the guy's name. Look, you Google.
I'm over here. Look, the Sag has got it over here. Hey. Phone is up.
Listen,
Google is
on. That's a Sag for you.
That's a Sag for you.
I was about to say, Sag.
They be like, look, baby. I be like, baby, I need this and this and this is a rip. I need
Sag,
this and this and
that.
I'm
Google.
Feeling like this and this and that. Oh, baby, do this
you.
Remedy.
Thank
I got you.
You.
Thank you, man.
Okay. That's the love for a Sag.
Can you read it, Sag, please?
Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up. I'm looking for the name, right? From the Spanish Inquisition?
Yes, exactly.
Hey.
Sag. You guys are wonderful.
They are. Listen, you know, it's like opposite that one quote.
Scorpios are also awesome, too. They dare water sign, too.
They're water signs?
The worst rap because they can be very cold. But once you get to know them, they think as deep as Virgos. They just don't let it out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, like, be someone they really love and trust. Go ahead, Sam.
Okay, so I have founders, Isabella of Castile and Ferdinand II of Aragon.
Okay.
Is that?
For the guy who started the Spanish Inquisition that actually came up with the rules for a natural law.
Okay, let me keep looking.
This is a natural law. This is natural.
Well, he
and
just,
so,
it was taken actually from Aristotle. Which you should know from Greek mythology. Yes.
Say that.
I remember learning about him and say that in school.
Yeah. Me too. First time I heard this album, I was like, I was telling my girlfriend, I was like, yo, it's the guy who did the Spanish Inquisition or some shit like that. But listen, he wrote something that put natural, well, okay, can we explain, Sag, come on, what's natural law?
I'm looking.
You are doing so good.
The natural law, can I?
Go ahead.
The natural law.
Because I got to Google and help the Sag.
Is energy. It's only because she said natural law. I don't know exactly what it is, but with an educational guest, I would say natural law is the opposite attracting. Okay, we got
okay.
Some,
here
okay,
we go.
Come on.
Natural law is a philosophy asserting that certain rights are inherent by value of human nature, endowed by nature, traditionally by God or a transcendent source,
that
these could be universally understood through human reason as determined by nature. The law of nature. So if you don't understand what the law of nature is, that is that there is predator and there is prey.
Say that.
And it is a complete 360 circle of life.
Circle of life.
Exactly. So, and actually, natural law is inspired by a Latin word.
Wow, really?
Yes,
say that
it
shit.
Is.
Educational.
Knowledge is power. So, yes.
Where it come from?
The concept natural law was documented in ancient Greek philosophy by, including Aristotle, multiple ones, then passed down in Roman philosophy, and later expounded on in the Middle Ages by Christian philosophers such as Albert the Great and Thomas Aquinas. I hope I butchered his name. Totally. But he was the Latin introducer of natural law in modern times.
Wow. So that's
so the awesome. First song that is called Drogas, which is also a Latin word for drugs.
Drugs is involved.
Drugs is always involved.
Always involved. That makes me happy, actually.
But drugs,
it's drugs to a certain extent. Listen, when you say drugs, people automatically go to hardcore drugs.
Well, the idea is that our American culture is shaped by drugs.
Yeah. And also,
we can't lie about that.
No, we can't lie about that. But what is hardcore drugs? Can I say that real quick? What is hardcore drugs? It's really... what
anything.
You make your God. What you
exactly.
are. Exactly.
Yes.
Go we could be that. A hardcore drug. Even though that it's not in my ideal, but it could be. It very much, because if you depend on that motherfucker, and if you fucking having withdrawals from that motherfucker, then we have an issue. Because I gotta smoke you in order to eat.
Yeah.
To function. Yeah.
I gotta smoke you to go to sleep.
In order to shit. And all that shit. For me to
stop
shit.
Or to drink or to pop a pill.
Yeah.
It could be any number of things.
Love is a drug.
Yes. It
love
can be
is a drug.
Fame is a drug.
Fame is a drug.
Success can be a drug. Mm-hmm. Anything that you that like you... too much is a drug.
Say that.
That you have no control.
So back to the album. So before I lose myself, got to keep quick notes. So second song after In the Event of Typhoon is the first full song. It's totally in Spanish. If you can translate Spanish to English,
mm-hmm.
he's basically at the top of the song. He lets a woman give shout outs. Who is Lady Martinez? Shouts out to her. She's a legend.
Love her.
So
Lady Martinez, babe.
She's basically saying, from Mexico to Jamaica to everywhere, women, Lupe wants you to know he loves you. So throughout this song, he's basically saying, telling women how much he loves them, how much they're crucial to creation. Basically, yeah. In essence, that's why the first song is in full Latin. Then the second song is literally called Manila.
Real quick, because I know that I know your shit, but when it's in my brain, nowadays you have to state it exactly when it's in your brain. Otherwise, you forget the shit.
Yeah, but yeah.
Even now, explaining the shit, I forget the shit, but I remember now.
Yeah.
Love. When love was just on the clock, 1:43.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. 1:43 was just on the clock, and
used to be a text slang too.
Yes, I remember that.
Hey, beeping 1:43 on the 2-way. You was running out the house. Go ahead.
Hey, wowzers! But listen, just how I just said, you can forget the shit.
You forgot it.
Bitch, you better believe a nigga forgot it. Ah.
Okay, back up. Back to me. Okay, so Manila, I just told you earlier what a Manila was. It's actually the cover art. And throughout the song, he just goes through discovering, he goes through telling you, you know, just about how in transition in theory, how we went from taking Manilas for bodies. Now we're giving our thoughts, our mm-hmm. bodies, and
as
everything away for material things. Material things are not everything to life. You have to have a core.
Yes.
Your family is your core. That's more important than anything, because you can have all the money in the world and all the diamonds and 20,000 Rolexes. That shit is boring. Do you know how much money I spent in the 2000s on clothes?
You know, alone, just keeping up with the trends,
exactly,
and what everybody else in the industry or society tells you that you should have, you should be wearing in order to be popular or cool or for
it's
people society. To like you.
It's models,
you and all and then here's the side note: I went through this breakdown at 30, where I started thinking like I was on a ticking time clock. I'm like, I am nowhere where I'm supposed to be or where I thought I would be at 30.
But you have the idea. You have that you're thinking that.
So yeah. No, I don't think that no more. But as soon as I turned 30, I don't know why, though, because I wasn't on that time.
But something,
like I said, because you were thinking that.
Yeah.
You were already in the motion.
I had a preconceived notion of who I was supposed to be.
Exactly, baby. So that means if you're in the knowledge, as long as you've had knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
So long as you are in the knowing of what the fuck you're worth, then, bitch, you gonna go. You even if it takes time.
Yeah.
Even if it takes time, you know, like, nigga, I'm not supposed to be here right now.
It's one of those, like, aha epiphany.
Aha,
moments.
Exactly. Ideal.
You have to play the long game. Everybody's playing the short game.
Right.
You're playing short.
This is what I know. This
if
is what
you're
I know right
running
now.
And you always chasing a check and you always doing this. Listen, when you chase money, it does not come to you. Let me tell you that. If you're not doing something from your heart, it does not come true.
Baby, when I tell you a nigga is unemployed and I don't give a fuck.
I can't remember.
When I tell you that I don't give a fuck because I know what I'm worth.
Listen. Be employed just a little bit.
No. Listen.
She got a side hustle.
No, me too. Yeah. I was the same person here.
Listen, when she said, I'm going to go with broken clocks real quick.
Mm-hmm.
She said, run fast from my day job, running fast from the way it was, jump quick to paycheck, running back to strip clubs, I'm never going back. No, you can't make me.
Copyrights.
I do not own the rights, but I just had to iterate that.
We don't own the scissor.
Broken clock.
Don't flag me, please.
Scissor.
We were shouting you out. SZA. Okay, go ahead. What's your thoughts?
But,
I'm just saying,
doing the copyrights and shit. That shit is so annoying. Like, you know this shit ain't mine. I'm not fucking remixing this shit like motherfucking, not you, like motherfucking, not
it's like everywhere, but like I'm like junk food. It's everywhere.
Your voice is a
social media, everything you have to. But it's like, it's one of those like, come on, man, really.
Okay, but shutting you out.
No, this is the thing. Okay, now this is the rant part.
Rant.
Y'all want us to support these people. But then we support these people. Y'all go, flag, take this down.
Right. Can't report. Really, this is what it's come to.
Mute.
What the fuck?
Like, what the
fuck? I'm so lost right now.
What is that? I'm confused. Then you're wondering why the people are selling 200,000 when they used to sell 10 million copies.
You're mad.
And go you, diamond.
It's your big mad. You're big mad.
You really big mad, girl.
She.
Lear Cohen, cool it.
Listen, we can all win.
Love
you.
Hey, listen, you run YouTube, guy. You see my stuff. I'm going to post them up there. Please, do not flag this.
Don't haul
shit,
up.
Bro.
Don't haul a real one, okay? It's respect. It's respect right now for calling you out right now, okay?
But I respect you for people you put on, but come on, bro. Come on, man.
Stop with the flags.
Stop flagging it. We don't need no flags. Bitch, we ain't throwing no flags.
Hey.
Stop throwing them flags.
Support.
And that was a song. And I did only 3 seconds.
Listen, we should be good, right?
We're good. All right.
What she said.
And
because that's number three.
I cannot get past this. I can't get through this long ass CD. Listen, y'all need to just pull it up and listen to it. Manila deals with materialism, putting the stuff on your wrist, and having what people think about you around your neck. Yes, I do wear a gold chain, but it is.
It doesn't own you. You own it, right?
Exactly.
That part. It's about, listen.
It's about what you believe
in. It's about what you believe
and
in.
And speaking of what you believe in, the fourth song is called Gold Versus the Right Things to Do.
Ooh, I like that just watch title.
Gold Versus the Right Things to Do deals with. He takes on a Jamaican patois. Also, you'll notice in this album, he's showing you how oral tradition has to happen within every race.
That's right.
Because that's what really makes a young person form their opinion.
And understand
their place in the world.
Understand their place.
You get that understanding from your parents, from learning, but not learning in school, because they don't teach you none of this.
They don't teach you none of this lifestyle shit. That's what pisses me off. School is okay. You teach me what I'm supposed to know for educational wise. As far as life, to get through this life as a human being, that's what really school needs to be about. Teaching me how to not get to so navigate. Angry and this anxiety.
That's a good word. I like that.
Navigate through life.
Exactly. Can I? Just because this
are you supposed to depend on the school to teach your kids everything?
Absolutely
no.
Not.
No.
Absolutely not.
No. Yeah. No. But at the same time, that is definitely a subject I feel that should be needed. Because this, 14-year-old, 15-year-old is going to jail right now because her boyfriend was talking as he should have been. Because look at the age. 14, 15 years old.
Right.
We're discovering ourselves.
Yeah.
There's no reason why this girl comes to either the school stabbing or I believe it was the stab. And now she's evil as fuck. She went to the fucking court laughing for killing this girl for being whoever she was with her boyfriend, a girlfriend. But why can't we? That's what we.
Why can't people
these emotions
just.
Emotions is what we need to be talking about.
Why can't people just. Let people.
Why do we have to pay for these?
People,
why
people.
Do we have to
people.
Talk? Why do we have
just
to pay
people.
About talking about emotions?
People just be
why
people.
Do we have yeah, to pay like, about? Why do we?
Why
have
can't
to pay
human beings
for
just
you
do
telling
human
me?
Stuff?
Human stuff is what is happening.
Exactly, but what I'm saying is, why do other humans get so mad that other humans don't fit into their box or their
right.
beliefs
or how they think they
or
should
how
be.
They think
or how they should
part,
act?
Yeah.
That part, yes, but. It takes a different individual to go and actually exceed what you meet, what the needs and cares that you need. Like it takes. Listen, we are responsible. We are responsible for our people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know that you are responsible.
Yeah.
But at what point does your responsibility for somebody else overtake your responsibility for yourself?
That I part mean, too, but you have to take accountability.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely you have to.
Ability.
But exactly. I think the way society is turning is, because I remember growing up, I'm 32, but I remember when I was 14, 15 years old, when we had, you know, like little girlfriend and boyfriend beefs, if that's even what, you know, you want to call it going
right.
out, not really going anywhere, but
right.
when, we had,
exactly.
when we had those, resorting to violence was the last thing we were doing. We might have wrote, you know, a nasty little note and slid it under the desk, but we weren't coming to school with guns and we weren't putting laxatives
that's
and
kids
milk.
I was just I'm about to say, we, shout out American Vandal.
Right. Oh, love it. Netflix,
that,
check it out.
American that was Vandal? Crazy. The second
yeah,
season is very
it's wild.
It's like
wild.
Clicking
it's
through
but it,
to
but
the
I
next
think
episode.
It's like, as society has gone on, these kids are growing up, and if you don't fit what they like,
mm-hmm.
they feel okay to lash out.
And that's
and they
where
have to
we
understand
have to
that there are
in.
Other ways to express
exactly.
your
that's
dislike,
not,
your frustrations.
Okay, so these podcasts.
Violence is not the answer.
Babe, this is exactly what I'm saying to you. These
yeah.
podcasts, us stating we are the education. We are the knowledge to pass on to these babies that, listen, this is not the route to go.
Exactly.
This is going, even, listen,
there's a way, and there's always a way to say this shit. And there's an action and nonverbal. All of this shit is a way to approach the shit. You know right. this shit.
There's always another way to do something.
Yeah. So, even, listen, if you know that, it's just, it's like I said, listen, if you, of us Virgos, it takes a different type of way to, not even, because I'm so simple. I'm so simple. Take that back.
Even though people think we're so very, very complicated, and we're liars.
It's the opposite. No, it's the exact opposite, because I'm an honest
mic. Hey, don't grab the mic.
She said I'm an artist, and I did it soon as she put the camera on me.
I knew listen. She would grab the mic at some point.
I knew she knew, too, because I was trying to keep conscious of that shit. But as soon as the light was on me, I was like,
sit on your hands. Sit on your hands.
Right. But listen, no, it's because of the light is on me right now. But honestly, though,
I should have took the flash off. Okay, go. Thought lost.
She just gave that nonverbal light. I ain't got it no more.
Negative. Nonverbal. Can I tell you real quick on my album when it comes out? This is when it comes out. So I have an album that. My Virgo, actually, she was the...
Thank you. Shout out to me.
She fucking... No, it is a show. Because when a motherfucker records you, takes the time out to record you, that's support.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So whenever I play my albums, I consider it as a listening party. Yeah. A listening party.
As you should.
Mm-hmm. So you're... And she didn't display the shit just yet, but I'm so anxious to see the shit because, like I said, this is like the first listening party that
I need the wave files.
You need the wave files. Listen,
actually a song on Lupe Fiasco. So he brought back around. All right, because you lost your thoughts. So listen, basically the whole album is just a reimagining of.
She recorded me. I'm recording her right now. That's the Virgo for your ass.
It's a reimagining of what if our ancestors who were on the boats that sank, what if they didn't die? What if they just adapted to the sea?
Ooh-wee!
And when they threw the chains over, they got pulled down, but just like Jesus parted the Red Sea.
You better act like you know. I'm telling you, she's speaking the truth.
So the enslaved can walk right through the middle. What if our ancestors did that? What if they caused the waves in the sea to crash those ships?
Oh, my God.
What if their souls guided us back to Africa because they stayed on the shore?
Free us.
It's just the reimagining of the slave narrative and how the slave narrative directly relates to today with young people, and we don't see it. Basically, summed up, there we go.
Listen.
Do your own research. Google is your friend.
Yes, listen,
it is. All you gotta do is say Siri or whatever. Just say the shit.
Just say, Google girl, what's trending?
What's trending?
What's not trending? What do I need to know about sonnets and shit? What's a sonnet? Just Google that shit.
What she said. That's Google, a start. Google. That's a start to where to go. But
Google.
But that is
I'm like very hungover too. So
last night was
this
a blast,
is choppy.
Right? That was a blast.
Listen, my mind is like,
how long has it been since I've seen you? Over 4 years.
I don't count time.
I count time.
I don't count time because...
I feel like it was the last time I seen her was with Patricia.
Excuse me. I don't give people shout-outs. That's not what I do. That's not what I do.
I didn't mean to say that, but...
I don't do shout-outs if you're not worth my time. Thanks. Don't know her.
Ding!
Non-existent. I don't
I don't know her.
But I was just stating that to say that's not.
Not say, but no, listen. No, well, listen. No, 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 no. Let me clear right this now. Up. No,
because
let
this is let who hold it is up. Who I know.
Hold up. No, no, no. Okay. Let me clear this up. What I mean, see, Mariah. See, everybody took that wrong. What Mariah meant was she did not know her like that. Like, you questioning me about somebody. I see her on stage. I see her videos. Right. I don't know her personally.
And I have more respect for somebody who can say, I don't know them. Know I'm not going to speak on them. Than exactly. Somebody just flying off the mouth and saying shit.
Right.
Then that's, I feel like that's going to cause know. More beef than if you just say, hey, my bad.
I don't know her.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know her.
Hey.
We're grown. Like, I'm past 30. She's way past 30. Like, no, that was not a... See, Shady Sage. Shady like a Shady Virgo. Why she have to point out the shade? It was getting educational.
Listen, knowledge is power. Come back to
the okay, knowledge. Anyway. Like I said, I don't know her.
That's it.
But go, right. Continue.
Listen, can I go back to when a pivotal moment...
Mm-hmm. If it was for in your life.
From when I remember my big sister. There's three moments. But, of course, there's three moments. I know her all my life.
I hope it's not one that popped in my head.
Well, one is when we were next door to my grandmother's house, which is your house.
Yeah.
And I was upstairs in your room. There's all these different...
Go ahead.
All of these motherfucking posters on the wall. Jay-Z, Tupac, motherfucking Missy.
Wu-Tang had the most pictures, though.
Listen, all right now. This was, listen, as far as outsiders music, and you only made it a pivotal moment in memory when I heard Blunted After Dark for the first time. I was like, damn, this is where... Can I tell you where the fuck Real Rails came from? Rails came from? Can I tell you, motherfucker, where Real...
Okay, back up five more rails inches. And because the mic's going to pick you up real good for this. Right. Just listen, shout it across the room.
Listen, who was Rails? Because, listen... Rails has been me since you gave it to me, motherfucker. And that's some real shit.
Back up.
If you're going to hover again.
Who is Rails? Because Rails.
Listen.
But who is Rails?
I'm about to tell you the truth.
This is when Cartessa was around.
Oh, Lord.
Cartessa.
I don't know her either.
Look, ding, don't know her.
I don't know her.
I'm just saying the time.
I don't know her. But I do remember her.
You know the time and the place where this happened.
Okay, no. But I'm going to tell you, because I have a bad memory. You can give me the time and the place. But I totally remember giving you this name. And you...
In your room.
No, why at that time I did? Because you reminded me of Sanaa Lathan and Love and Basketball. But, no, it was just like the symbol. Listen, it was just like the thing, like she wore her hoop chain, like from when she was little. Like,
with the little basketball. Yeah, yes.
Like, that's her favorite chain. And like she totally just always had a basketball.
Ball is life.
Well, I was like
dog. I was like, bro.
Ball was life. Can I tell you, since we talk about monitor. Ball life?
Right.
I taught myself how to play ball. I literally was on the side of your house.
Love and basketball.
My house.
Part two.
Hitting the ball up against your house.
Yeah.
This is my neighbor. St. Mary's is where I grew up. This is my foundation. Yeah. That is why this woman, Bobby Top, listen.
Yes.
Listen. This woman.
Respect your ancestors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If there's not one thing that we should be teaching our children, it's respect your elders, whether you know them or not.
Okay, listen. Hold up, Sag. I got to interject.
Okay.
Sometimes, though, y'all elders y'all really need to, like, stop the way that y'all come at younger people, too.
Absolutely.
Because you guys reject what you don't understand. That's and so, instead of trying to understand, you reject.
Because they're so stuck in their ways. But then also as young people coming up, we know that. We see it.
True.
So we should be, I mean, not saying that we should give them a pass, but be more patient. Or you know what? Hey, let them have their overly aggressive, closed-minded moment and then keep it pushing. But there's no reason.
I'm sorry. I'm saying this because I just cussed out a 60-year-old the other day.
No.
Because this is what I'm trying to explain.
What are you saying?
If I'm a grown woman, I'm over 35, right? And then you got a 60-year-old standing next to me, right? And she hits me with her card. And we're inside of a store. I don't know her. You just hit me. Fuck you, bitch. Da, da, da. Oh.
Wow.
We're strangers. No. Okay? I don't know you. You disrespect me. I disrespect you. See, that's what we lose to.
Yes.
We don't respect each other is the point I'm getting at.
True.
Because not saying that you have to respect children. But what do you guys say? Respect is earned. People need to respect people. Period.
That is true. That is why I am unemployed right now.
Yes.
Because
for unemploying and creating.
Listen to me.
Creating.
I could be fucking interviewing you too, motherfucker.
Exactly.
This is my life. Exactly. You're going to, listen, I'm motherfucking producing.
Get near the door now.
Right. Back it up.
I'm just playing.
No, but listen, I'm producing what's making you millions, yo.
Yeah.
So appreciate
it. I am
the face.
Molding the people under me.
Exactly. Yeah. I am molding. I am the foundation. No, you are the foundation, but I am creating. I'm helping to keep the foundation.
I'm adding layers on top of the foundation that you're keeping steady.
Adding.
And push it forward.
Because I know what works in my area. I know what's going to keep it.
Because you know how it is. You're not too far removed from that situation. I'm 33. Just turned 33. Ooh, I'm not too
that's
far
That's a beautiful
removed.
Number, by the way. Because if you go back to the beginning
numbers.
Of the fucking podcast. First
not
all,
master
three.
Numbers in that way. Please don't be adding them up and giving me 666s and stuff.
No, we're not going there. Don't go there.
Because I believe in the Jesus and everything. Don't do that to me.
For a minute, 666 was like... haunting me.
It was haunting me on everything.
When we were driving up from Florida to Cleveland and we went to go rent a U-Haul to hook onto the back of the truck, and the lady, we were, you know, getting ready to pay, we had the U-Haul, we didn't need anything else, you know. So she said, okay, you know, it'll be $666.
I was saying, girl.
It'll be $666.66.
My husband and I looked at each other. We were like, so
can we buy something else? We were like, do we need anything else?
We need a bag.
I said, you better go through this little U-Haul store and find something else. We are not getting this.
That is a double.
I am not pulling out $666 out of my pocket.
And owning that shit?
No, we added on like $20 more worth of stuff.
I don't even want to carry that receipt in my pocket. Don't you do that.
That part, you carry that with you.
It didn't happen. I spent an extra $20 that day.
Oh my God.
And shit I didn't need, but I was not walking out of there.
Because you believe it, you will receive it.
Yeah, exactly. No, let me tell you something. Spirits are crafty. You may not even know what you carrying around with you.
Listen,
or what somebody's spoken unto you, what somebody touched you with.
I always tell people, don't speak on my name with that crazy shit. Watch out.
And don't speak on yourself either.
No,
I don't let things like that fly out of your mouth.
Yes.
Because you are definitely more powerful.
The tongue is power.
If you speak it in the air, it will exist.
All right, listen. I'm going to go to Illuminati real quick.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen.
How do we have to look?
Because
I don't believe in you. I can't lie. I do, but I don't.
But at the same time, this right here was such
I just stay away from y'all.
Listen, once you brought Mary, Don't you bring the Illuminati over here to my podcast, Jesus. Listen,
and everything. We do not accept that.
I don't take accept a moment. This.
Okay,
to
just
listen.
Go. Just talk about it fast. I'm going to give you 5 minutes.
Mary.
I would have said six. Six.
Mary, it's God in me.
Didn't I tell you about copywriting?
Do you hear that? Listen, it's the God in me. Reflect. Think
what
about
is
it.
Inside of you?
It's the God in me. Jesus, which is the Son of our Father.
Praise Him.
Why can't we? Listen, what would Jesus do? If we're always told, going back, listen, this was a whole bracelet. This is all, when you look at it, what would Jesus do?
Even though people are now saying they're whack.
I can do it too.
Yo, I had mad What Would Jesus Do bracelets though.
I did too. But it's literally power. If I believe that I'm a, listen, all these people touching and healing, empowering, if I believe that I can heal you with my touch, because I believe it so much, this is with love when I cook.
It's funny you should say that, because fun Virgo fact. We are called the healers. That is what our sign is called. We are known to be healers.
Listen, that part. Listen, if I believe it, I shall receive it. Anything
dope,
that I believe, I shall receive.
Greatest of all time. Go ahead.
Greatest of all time.
Go. You lost your thought.
No, I didn't. I got it. I didn't.
Go.
When it comes to this, listen. Like I said again, are you recording? Anything that I believe, I shall receive. I told my girl, I said, touch me right here. Before my American Idol audition, I need you to take away that shit. But she was so, she's into chakras. She's into being in line.
Okay.
She has her third eye. Okay. Well, I feel like I have mine too, but.
Ain't it cloudy a little bit?
That part. Mm-hmm. But I said, babe, she said, on my American Idol audition. She said, because I be shaky. Mm-hmm. Anxiety, all of that shit is real.
Yeah, it is.
Whatever you think of, whatever you believe of, you will receive when it comes to bad and good. So believe it good, motherfucker. Believe it good. Believe that you can take over. What the fuck, who is this artist right now? Not right now, but right now. It's a white motherfucker rapper.
What?
That narrows it down.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Eminem.
Okay. We're not gonna have time for that one.
Sorry, he's doing a lot, you know? Like, just being rich and living his life. Living his life.
But all I think about is Eminem and Lupe because of you.
No, Lord.
But anywho, but listen, real talk. Believe is so simple.
So then to bring it back around, if we have such this power what we believe and what we are and destined for, why do we sit around and wait before we act on it?
Again, don't you wait.
And like I said,
Thank you, Satch. It could be all so simple.
Lauryn Hill. It could all be so simple.
This kid.
She is killing it, right?
Killing it.
But you'd rather. Listen,
with the longer than 3 seconds.
Sad, money time. See, Sad's help you get your money together too.
Listen, this is
you all do
all day.
We all do. Uh-huh. They do. Because it's opposite attraction.
Because the mind just keeps going.
Exactly.
And
we're not just
moving.
We're not,
and it just figures it out.
Like we're it's not even a fight.
We just have too many thoughts for Virgos. We'd be like, look, I got to pay the bills.
But hold up.
Do this, do that.
Yes, baby, I'm paying the bills. I'm getting out here. I got to figure out how, because I'm not going to struggle. Listen, you say this shit, you got to be confident, but I'm not going to ever struggle because of who I am.
True.
But sometimes the struggle makes you appreciate the outcome.
That part.
Sometimes there's not a harm in struggling.
It's not, but at the same time, I'm not going to struggle like the next.
If you go through it and you see.
Through it, Grandma BJ. Grandma Betty.
We're not going to hang out and stick in it. No, we're getting through this shit.
That part.
There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. So if you keep that in mind, it's okay to struggle. I'm not against that at all. I appreciate the struggles that I've had in my life.
I appreciate the
learning,
the knowledge.
And some of them came later in life because I was a little spoiled and some things I didn't have to worry about. But true. As I got older, I had to figure them out. But now that I'm older with wife, you know, with a husband and kids, I appreciate the struggles that I had. And then I can also just look back on my kids and as I'm raising them, do things a little bit differently. Not to say that my mom didn't do an amazing job. But I can
she did her do best. Things.
She did what she could with the hand she was dealt. Yeah, but exactly. Also, so now I know that. I can see it. And if my kids
and
can
what you saying that
struggle differently.
Please tell them your name again.
Mine? Marquita.
She's an on
that's
point.
That's big cuz. That's big. Listen, can I give you some history? I'm going to give you some history. That's my big cousin, Sherelle, on the mic. When I had no one to talk to from the beginning of the beginning. You were that beginning. You were that beginning. No bullshit. No lie. Like, and when I just seen your card the other day, it came back. Like, this is the foundation. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so listen, though. We got 7 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. That's a beautiful number, by the way. 77. Grandma's 77th birthday yesterday.
Listen, I do want to state this, though. Like I said, this episode was called Don't You Wait, mainly because I just left a funeral yesterday. My beautiful Auntie Janet, who I will see later, she was done here because... Listen, we living in hell on earth, all right? So she got her way. She's walking around. She's waiting for me to come meet her.
This is in remembrance of
all of our fallen ancestors.
Oh, my God.
So thank you.
Lord.
And we might be chatty patties on my Instagram or something.
Because this ain't it.
Because this ain't it. This flew past. But thank you so much. Once again, Mike, Sag, Marquita, Big Cuzzo, say goodbye. Everybody sign
off. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I loved having you guys. I couldn't get through all the topics because of Virgos. Taking up all the damn time
two
with
of
history.
Them hit one space.
Like,
Virgo,
this
should be changed to Virgo times Virgo, but thank you. This has been Blended After Dark. I am Mickey Knox and Podcast Detroit signing me out. Bye.
Yeah.